All right, so let's get to Georgia, the great state of Georgia. Why is it the great state of Georgia? Because it's the home of Bulldog Kia at BulldogKia.com in Athens, Georgia. We'll see you at Bulldog Kia. Check them out, BulldogKia.com. Do business with those who do business with us. But besides the fact that the state is home to one of the greatest car dealerships in the United States, that would be Bulldog Kia, they have decided that they are going to go ahead and open up. And of course, I'll give you dueling headlines, which will tell you how this is being spun. From the Daily News, good luck, Georgia. What to think of the state's impending end. And then, of course, from NPR, which couldn't write, "I hope everybody in Georgia dies to prove my point." So they had to go with this title, a little bit more politically correct. Georgia governor disregards Trump criticism, which is one of the few times NPR will ever agree with President Trump, and moves ahead with plans to reopen businesses by Vanessa Romero. You go, Vanessa. You tell them they're bad. You tell them, even though, Vanessa, you're getting a paycheck, that everybody else just needs to shut up and stay home. All right, we got a little clip here. Let's play. I believe it's from CBS This Morning here on the Barrett Brief on the Crusade Channel. Last live radio station standing.
Today also marks the start of an experiment, Gale, for at least three states in partially reopening as the national death toll climbs to about 50,000 people. They include Alaska, Oklahoma, and Georgia. Mark Strassman is in Atlanta. Mark, are folks there comfortable with this?
Yes. Well, we're going to find out today, Anthony. We'll see who shows up to these businesses that are going to reopen. And salons are among the businesses allowed to reopen, and this one behind me is going to go for it. It's a controversial decision by Georgia Governor Brian Kemp, and even his fellow Republicans, including President Trump, have lit into him for it.
I think locals needed to have more input, and it's made people nervous.
Georgia Republican Congressman Doug Collins is questioning his Republican governor, Brian Kemp, for his decision to open parts of the state's economy this morning.
It is a scary time to be opening back up.
Jason Griggers owns Escape Hair Salon just outside of Atlanta. He's reopening his doors today, but with reservations.
The biggest concern is that somebody's going to come in here, symptomatic, have the virus, and it's going to pass to one of us or to one of our clients.
President Trump again criticized Georgia's governor for his decision to reopen the state's economy.
I'm not happy about it, and I'm not happy about Brian Kemp.
Even states that have yet to lift restrictions are seeing more people out in public. In Orange County, California, about 9,000 people crowded Huntington Beach on Thursday.
I worry a little bit about social distancing.
And then they go on to talk about a bunch of the other ones. We got the gist out of it. It goes another couple minutes.
And in New York, as new hospitalization rates slowly drop, the political battle over a federal bailout for states hit hard by the outbreak is heating up.
How ugly a thought.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo hit back at Kentucky Senator Mitch McConnell. The majority leader suggested states could declare bankruptcy rather than getting more federal dollars, referring to that option as blue state bailouts.
Just think of what he's saying. People died. 15,000 people died in New York.
Oh, so because people died in New York, everybody else has got to stop what we're doing.
So why should we help them?
Right, Cuomo?
The latest stimulus bill passed by Congress does not include money for state funding. The Midwest Center for Investigative Reporting says about 3,400 reported positive COVID cases are tied to the meatpacking industry across 23 states, including Nebraska. Governor Pete Ricketts.
I don't foresee a scenario where I would tell them to close.
At my workplace, people are working shoulders to shoulder.
Achu Dang, a single mother of three, works at the Smithfield Pork Plant in South Dakota. It closed after more than 800 people tested positive for the coronavirus. She was one of them.
It's very hard when you are at home sick and try to take care of the little one, try to keep distancing at the same time.
Many business owners reopening today are skittish about it. A different salon than this one is making customers sign this waiver. It's essentially a promise that if you come down with COVID-19, you won't sue. Tony?
I actually like that.
It's scary to reopen, funny. But also scary economically to stay closed. Mark, thank you very much.
That's actually pretty good. If we're gonna be like that, right? If we're gonna be that coddled, as Mike Church of the Mike Church Show says, if you're gonna be coddled, might as well. But that whole thing is laced in fear, and the reason why we're listening to it is this simple. It's simply this, which is a better way to put it. They are doing everything they can to make sure Georgia fails. Right? Doug Collins. Hey, Doug, you're getting paid. Shut up. This is what has to be done at this point. Politicians, if you're getting paid, shut up. Shut it. Shut your mouth. I don't want to hear you about, it's too dangerous to reopen. You're getting paid. I don't want to hear it. And can we not go to the gayest salon in Atlanta? Excuse me, sir. What do you think about? Ooh, I don't know. I don't think this is going to be a good thing because somebody might come in up here with this coronavirus and they're going to like make me infected. And then I can't do my pretty little perms. Can we not do that, please? Could we not interview the most emasculated man ever in the history of the world? Like, they picked the gayest place to go to. What do you think, sir? Oh, I think it's really bad. I think, well, then why are you opening your doors? Right? Why don't you ask him that question? If you think it's so bad, whatever the name of the salon is, why are you opening up? You don't have to. You don't have to. Right? Nobody is putting a gun to your head. They put a gun to your head to shut down your business. But they don't, they're not putting a gun to your head to make you open. They're not making you open your business. You can stay at home and collect that welfare. Right? So, Georgia, as I read with the two headlines, one saying good luck. It's an opinion piece by the editorial board. And they're actually their first paragraph. We'll just go first paragraph for each. It might be time to rechristen Georgia the Sooner State. Friday, its Governor Brian Kemp leaps headfirst into the unknown, reopening gyms, barbershops, hair salons, and more, provided they abide by sanitation and social distancing guidelines. I mean, Brian Kemp can just go, hey, Stockholm has herd immunity. We're going to follow what Stockholm does. We got a little bit of social distancing here and there, every other table. You know, you can't have two treadmills operate next to each other. There's a ton of these things. And I was tweeting last night at Barrett Brief, if you want to follow me, BarrettBrief, if you want the hottest, coldest takes in the history of the internet, you should follow me there. But we have this study that was thrown out, right? And these are by the "we need to stay inside until everybody's safe" crowd, which is a complete oxymoron, right? We need to stay inside until there's no more deaths by the coronavirus. Whatever, you weak. That's weak sauce, bro, if you're going to say that nonsense to me. Because you probably had the flu last year and you were like, yeah, don't worry about it. I'll tough it out. Nope, now with a different strain of the coronavirus, you're telling everybody to stay home and sacrifice their entire life. Their entire life. Once again, I'll ask the guy, the very effeminate man that was being interviewed on that CBS clip. You don't have to open your store. Ooh, but what if somebody comes in with that coronavirus? It'll be awful. Judging by your cadence and your octave, I'm pretty sure you're risking a more promiscuous lifestyle. You're in danger of a lot more stuff than coronavirus. But the CBS News poll by Josh Jordan, I don't know who this loser is, but he's a blue check mark and people think he's important. So whatever. So Josh Jordan put out this thing that said, if a stay-at-home order is lifted, would you be comfortable going to a bar or a restaurant, getting on an airplane, or going to a large event? So 71% to a bar or restaurant said no. 85% said they wouldn't get on an airplane. And 87% said they wouldn't go to a large event. However, 29% said they would go to a bar or restaurant. 15% said they would go to an airplane. And 13% would go to a large event. You know what's the difference in those percentages? To all you stay-at-home people, to all you people that are like, we just need to stay home, okay? Josh Jordan says, the biggest problem with the reopening everything crowd, even if we remove all the restrictions, not many people are willing to actually go back to their normal activities today. Remember, Americans are stupid. Americans have the attention span that's actually 0.6 seconds. It's less than a goldfish. It's crazy. Give them a month. Those numbers will go to 50-50. Give them by the end of the summer. They will reverse. Second point I'm going to make. 29% of people going to a bar or a restaurant is better than the 0% that are going now. It can't be all or nothing with you dimwits. Oh, well, it's got to be everything. We have to have 100% of people going back to restaurants or we're not going to have them open at all. No, don't go, you pansy. Stay at home, stay behind your doors, stay locked, and you'll stay safe. You stay home, you stay safe. Me, I got to get the hell out of my house. I want to get on an airplane because travel is like super cheap right now. Okay? I'll take double vitamin C and I'll get on an airplane for 15 bucks. I never liked going to large events anyway because I don't like the whole large event thing. But if I was into that thing, I would go to a concert. I would go to a football game or something. Because I'm not scared of microbes. Right? Because I'm taking vitamin C and zinc and vitamin D. But the way they look, well, not everybody's going to go back to normal. Yeah, but enough people will that these restaurants might actually be able to stay open. A bad month at a restaurant is better than zero at a restaurant. Right? We're operating in this black or white zone right now. Well, it's got to be everybody going back or nobody. Uh-uh. No. Open up and let the 29% go back. All right, let them go. So that way, waiters and waitresses can actually go back to work so people can keep their livelihood. But the people who are getting a pension and a paycheck, I don't think it's right. I don't think we're ready. You need to shut it. Sit on your couch and just gobble down a bag of popcorn because that's just as helpful as your nonsensical, well, everything needs to be 100%. Nothing will ever be 100% safe. Nothing. Ever. So open everything up. And then, yeah, this week, 29% of people will go to a restaurant. But guess what? In 3 weeks, when not everybody's dead, that 29% will go to 45%, then to 65%. And then look at that. Within a month, everything, at least in theory, because people have a short attention span, they'll start resuming those activities. But you can't sit behind a wall when you have a poll of 1,000 people. Well, these 1,000 people, only 29% of them would actually go back to work. Let the 29% go. This is the tyranny of the majority.